This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Kyle Palmer. Later this morning, the Kansas Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case every educator, school board member, and legislator in the state will be watching. And by the time it's all over, it could cost Kansas hundreds of millions of dollars. KCUR's education reporter Sam Zeff is with me to get us up to speed on the Gannon case. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
And how did we get here?
Well, it seems like there's never been a time where there hasn't been a court case involving school funding in Kansas. There was an original court case that went back to 1972. There was another one in 1992. The one preceding the case today, the Gannon case, as you just said, was Montoy. That was in the early 2000s. All along the way, for the most part, the courts have ruled that Kansas has continually underfunded public education in the state. So the case that we that will be argued this morning in front of the Kansas Supreme Court is Gannon versus the state of Kansas, and it charges that the state is fails in funding both the equity portion of its constitutional duty and the adequacy portion that is also mandated by the Article 6 of the state constitution. So litigation in Kansas schools is nothing new. In fact, there's generations of teachers and educators who know nothing else.
So parse out those two issues that will be talked about today: equity and adequacy.
So equity, the state of Kansas says every student, no matter where they live, should have a reasonable educational experience related to every other student. So just because you live in a wealthy school district, Olathe or Shawnee Mission, your educational opportunity should not be any greater than a kid who lives in Kansas City, Kansas, or a poor rural district. That is the equity portion of the school finance case. That is worth, and so what's being argued is that the state has not fulfilled that part of its constitutional duty, and trial courts previous have suggested that perhaps another $50 million would be needed to spread that around to school districts around the state so that there was equity among all school districts and a reasonable equal opportunity towards a good education.
And you can't talk education in Kansas these days without talking about the politics involved. What's going on there?
So part of what the legislature did. So the legislature is facing perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars, $50 million in equity, perhaps $500 million on the adequacy issue. So in the last legislative session, the Kansas legislature went to block grants instead of a school funding formula. There are those who would argue that that was a way to try to circumvent get the school funding issue off the table to say, listen, you can. There's no reason to litigate this school finance law because poof, it's gone. The courts have said no. We are still going to litigate this, and so the question now is: no matter what the Supreme Court rules, there are some in the legislature who have said that they simply won't follow whatever that ruling is. They do not believe that it is the place of the Kansas Supreme Court to tell the state legislature how much it should spend and thus how much it should tax to spend money on public education. So there is, some political scientists have said, a perhaps looming Kansas constitutional crisis. The court could rule, the legislature could say, make us.
And this also comes at a time, maybe an ancillary issue, when there's already political friction between the courts and the legislature anyway.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes, of course. The legislature, there is another case that is moving through the courts right now.
Not schools related.
Not school related, but who gets to choose who the chief judge is in each legislative district. So there is mighty friction between the Kansas legislature and the Kansas Supreme Court.
As KCUR's education reporter Sam Zeff, where can our listeners follow you on Twitter?
I'll be covering the Gannon case, 9 o'clock at the state Supreme Court, and you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Sam Zeff.
And I'm Kyle Palmer. You can follow me at KCUR Kyle for headlines and updates throughout each morning here on KCUR 89.3.